Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Know Your Rights and Claim Them, written by Nikki Parker at Amnesty International, with Angelina Jolie and Geraldine Van Buren, QC, read by Angelina Jolie, Homer Todiwala, and Amanda Shudeiko.
The law considers you a child until you reach the age of majority. That's the threshold of adulthood, when you become accountable in the eyes of the law and can vote in local and often national elections. It may also be the age at which you can get married, have a driving license, and work, although these vary between countries. In most places, you reach the age of majority when you turn 18, which is what the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child recommends. We'll talk more about this later. Some countries like Austria and Brazil have changed the regulations to give you more of a voice, enabling you to vote in national elections when you are 16, though you are still legally a child entitled to child rights and protections. In Iran, however, boys reach the age of majority at 15 lunar years, while for girls it is 9 lunar years. This means that Iran's laws do not protect children and young people for as long. For example, child marriage can be forced on a girl as young as 9. Much is determined by cultural norms in your country. These can bring advantages and disadvantages to you as an individual, but it's also worth reflecting on how these norms benefit those in authority. As a teenager, you may be a young person nearing adulthood, but in the eyes of the law, you have child rights. When you become an adult, you'll still have human rights, just not child rights. There are about 2.3 billion children in the world, nearly a third of the total human population. Make the most of your rights, know them, and claim them. Oppression is a power system that keeps privilege for those in dominant groups. It takes place on many different levels across society. On a personal level, for example, someone may carry beliefs about others based on class, race, or gender. They might not articulate these beliefs, but they still affect their opinions and actions. On an interpersonal level, someone's beliefs might make them treat others as if they are less important. On an institutional level, there are often rules and policies, written and unwritten, that exclude people or stop them feeling welcome. At the cultural level, oppressive beliefs are sent out far and wide on a daily basis, through the media, books, government announcements, and so on. They are part of shaping widespread views that can make people accept oppression unthinkingly. It becomes a vicious circle,